Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
What is important to know here about Nancy Pelosi is that a lot of her public statements are not meant for the public and reporters. They're meant for her members. And what I was struck by, Bill, in her remarks is what she didn't say. She did not lay out a timetable. She did not say we're going to do this by Christmas. There was no news flash in this statement. This was kind of a placeholder to remind people that they're working on impeachment. But always when you're dealing with Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and you fillet her statements, there's a little bit of zen in what she says. We're forging ahead, but we're not forging ahead. We're going forward, but we're not going forward right now. I have been told, Bill, repeatedly by senior Democratic leadership sources that they think it might be a crunch to try to do this by Christmas time. So when she says, you know, we're going to have the chairman, you know, start working on articles of impeachment, nothing new there. And here's the key phrase that I, you know, was struck by in her remarks. We will proceed in a manner worthy of our oath of office.
Chad Pergram, the Capitol Hill reporter there at Fox News, reacting to Nancy Pelosi's statement. She sounds as though I'm reminded of the classic film Hocus Pocus. At the end, where...
Oh, gosh.
No, stay with me. There's still time to watch it.
Okay.
Will you be late or will you be early for next Halloween? You know, at the end, where the whole point of the movie Hocus Pocus is where Winifred Sanderson, Bette Midler, is supposed to make the child drink the potion and then she sucks the life out of him?
Mm-hmm.
I think someone sucked half the life out of her this morning. She did not sound well.
Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. I commend our committee chairs and our members for their somber approach to actions which I wish the president had not made necessary.
Somebody get her some cold and silent sinus flu medication. She did not sound good.
So sad!
That's the high-pitched version of
Nancy
Pelosi.
Everyone's sounding a little
either
fragile
that,
these days.
Or she's been chain-smoking. It's hard to tell.
One of the two.
She just picked it up at 79, whatever she is.
You know what I should try? I'm going to go smoke this pack of cigarettes and then go do a press conference and talk about impeaching the president.
Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. The president has engaged in abuse of power, undermining our national security and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections. His actions are in defiance of the vision of our founders and the oath of office that he takes to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
It's interesting to hear Chad Pergram, which was the first sound that I played there. His initial statement is, there's actually nothing new here. And when he reacted to this, he said this is much more a message from Nancy Pelosi to her Democrats to say, hey, guys, we got to do this. We got to get in line. We got to be consolidated. And December 20th, I guess it, what is it, 11:59 at night, is when the government would shut down if they don't get the spending taken care of here. What are these Democrats going to do if they're so obsessed with impeachment that they forgot to fund the government We hear all the time about Congress is the power of the purse, and we're always reminded that the spending of our tax dollars is the responsibility of those in Congress. Well, focus on it for once. Invest in some trade. Sign the pass the USMCA. Do something and impeach the president along the way. And if it's so clear and obvious that this president should be impeached, you'd think that the polls would reflect it and get on with it. Good grief. Three and a half years.
You'd also think the evidence would reflect it, which is highly debatable.
Yeah.
I really think from looking at what Pelosi is saying and doing this morning that she may be slow walking this thing. For a variety of reasons. One is what you just said, that they need to fund the government. They have to start talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing anything regarding that right now.
They're going to get killed if they go home on Christmas break with a government shutdown, which they probably wouldn't go home with a government shutdown. And, we're probably going to impeach the president.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
And guess who's going to get blamed for that? Because everybody knows who's leading this impeachment inquiry and not doing the government work. So I think she may be saying we need to start drafting these. First of all, they are going to go forward with impeachment. I think that's clear from what she's saying.
They can't not.
Yeah. Well, the question was, would they have the votes? And because they're going to know ahead of time. Apparently, they had a big closed-door meeting last night, and they counted up their votes, and it sounds like they probably do have enough, and that's why she's coming out today and saying, yeah, we are going to go forward with impeachment.
Do you play poker?
No.
No, Katie? Big poker player?
No.
Man, you know what I love watching, though, is poker on TV. Just kidding. Talk about boring.
I like watching poker on TV.
Oh, that's what I meant. I like it, too.
I love playing Texas Hold'em, and there's a thing called being pot committed, and it's not a concept that you have to play poker to understand. You have a certain amount of chips in front of you that are your chips. You're playing a poker hand. You think you have a pretty good hand. Well, you haven't seen the rest of the cards that are on the table, so you bet. You get the flop, those first three. If you're playing Hold'em, the first three cards that come out, they give you a good hand, but uh-oh, somebody else called and raised you, and they're in it as well. Well, you get to the point where you have too many chips in the pot to stop now. Even if you're like, I don't know that I have the best hand here, you can't bail because you've sacrificed so much on your hand that you had at the start. You've put so many of your chips in that if you don't see this through and either have the best hand, which you do or you don't, or secondly, you just get lucky. You get the last card turned over and it makes your hand the best hand and it is a Hail Mary. You got so lucky. You have to take the risk that you'll get lucky knowing you probably don't have the best hand anymore because you've got too many chips in the pot to survive by just folding and saying, I am surrendering these chips to you because I'm going to protect this short little stack that I have left. That's called being pot committed. And when I look at what the Democrats have done, they have committed themselves to this pot of impeachment. They have said, this is where we need a win, and we cannot any longer afford to not play this hand. It is the hand that's dealt. And what happens is, in poker, you know, if you, in Texas Hold'em, you turn three cards over, you turn another card over, you turn another card over. There are five cards laying out there that will make your hand the best hand or not the best hand. You will win or you will lose. That first set of cards, that's kind of like the house. But the turn in the river, that fourth and fifth card, they're big deals. And we have a Senate trial led by the Republicans is going to be a massive, massive spectacle in an election year where the front runner for the Democratic primary will probably have to testify. Oh my gosh, if you went to the movies and saw this film, you would be like, that's ridiculous. I don't believe it. I'm going to go watch Frozen 2 because it's better anyway.
That's another reason why I think Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic House may slow walk this, because if they can get
slow,
exactly. Not only does it keep their news cycle going for longer, maybe even past Christmas, past New Year's, but it might prevent the members of the Senate who are running for president from having to testify before some of these caucuses and primaries start.
Yeah,
just a theory.
I can't think that we look at this with sensibility and think that anything other than an upvote for impeachment in the House is going to happen. If that happens and they don't get any Republicans, and they also don't get every Democrat, They're in huge trouble. They need to get Republicans on their side, any of them, that they can sway for whatever purpose. Look at the Republicans who are not running for re-election. And then those people who are not running for re-election, if they decide to vote against what their party is doing, they would have to have a pretty compelling reason to do so. And if it's to stick it to the president of the United States because maybe they're on the opposite side of the Republican Party than they assume Trump is, then that is quite a statement. But if they don't get consolidated Democrat support, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Because if they go and they get all the Democrats to support this, then the Democratic Party as a whole is in favor of impeaching the president. And it's like 31 districts that are Trump districts where Trump is going to be on the ticket. The last election, the quote unquote blue wave, which was kind of a blue wave. I think that Republicans have tried to downplay it to their peril and to some extent, which I will also remind you that that election was won in part on the idea of putting Democrats in so they could impeach the president who colluded with Russia and stole the election from the American people. That didn't happen. We found that out in January, right after the election happened and right before, or I guess right after the new Congress was, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, inaugurated.
Would you consider yourself pot committed because you live in Illinois?
You know, I see what you did there.
We see it.
Somebody said on my post where I said I've only bought gas in Missouri, which is true. I've only pumped gas into my car in the state of Missouri. I haven't bought any Illinois gas. And someone said, you're going to have all the Illinois residents coming to Missouri for their gas and all the Missouri residents going to Illinois for their pot. And I thought, probably.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
Very
that's
true.
That's a pretty assured.
Hey, you got to be known for something.
Yeah. Weed.
Why not?
Now, let's get to the highlights.
Very proud. Former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton made an appearance on the Howard Stern Show Wednesday and discussed President
Thank God
Donald
it's about
Trump.
Time.
Right.
I've been waiting
been
for
waiting.
This forever.
Some of his supporters on Capitol Hill in the 2016 election and her sexuality also came up. Clinton denied years-old rumors and tabloids claiming that she was interested.
Is this your story?
No, this isn't.
Oh, good. This kind of crosses over, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I have a crossover story for you, too, so this works out.
She is, in fact, interested in men. That was the quote.
Is she interested in Bill?
She said, the quote was, contrary to what you may hear, I actually like men, unquote, when describing her dating life before her relationship with President Bill Clinton. So there's your answer.
Weird. I appreciate the story, but I wanted to know literally none of that.
Well,
thanks.
It's
thanks,
out
Stern.
There.
Yeah. Now it's out there.
Police say the 28-year-old chemical engineer found dead about 45 miles from her Creve-Coeur home last month had searched for what to do if your husband is upset you are pregnant on her cell phone, according to records from the police. Jennifer Rothwell's husband, Beau Rothwell, has been charged on second-degree murder and evidence tampering in her death and is being held without bond. Her body was found a week after being reported missing by her husband.
Mm. The Trump administration unveiled a new program to provide HIV prevention medication to people without prescription drug coverage as a part of the president's ambitious effort to eradicate the virus in America by 2030.
And the Democrats are enraged.
Yeah, nobody's reporting on this. The government's Ready, Set, PrEP program will provide about 200,000 uninsured Americans annually with free access to daily pre-exposure medications that prevent those exposed to the virus from contracting it. Usually a 30-day supply of the drugs can cost as much as $2,000 without insurance. Go Trump.
The Blues allowed a Pittsburgh Penguins goal just 39 seconds into the game and never really recovered, getting shut out on the road 3-0. They're back at home Saturday night to host the Leafs, 6 o'clock. It's an early start at Enterprise Center. Elsewhere, Missouri Athletic Director Jim Sterk hopes to have a new head football coach in place within 2 weeks after the firing of Barry Odom last week. Plenty of competition for Mizzou as two SEC schools, Arkansas and Mississippi, also have head coach vacancies, as well as Florida State from the ACC.
Pittsburgh's pretty good this year. They've got that young kid who's like the new Mario Lemieux. I don't know much about him. I've just heard that he is maybe the best player in the last decade.
Tremendous. I didn't watch the game last night, unfortunately.
Frank, are you happy with the way the Blues are performing this far into the year?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Top three record in the whole league. Top in the West. Absolutely.
They going to make the playoffs? It's time I start asking.
Well, yeah.
It's that time of year again.
They're playing right now, they'll make the playoffs.
We're getting very close to the turnaround time. Because didn't they fire...
January.
It was the beginning last of January,
month.
Right?
They fired Mike Yeo last month, a year ago last month.
All right.
And the turnaround happened in January.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Go Blues, for
go
sure.
Go Blues.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Here's a question I have for you. Nancy Pelosi says today that the Democrats are going to start moving towards article of impeachment. I thought that happened like a year ago or something, but she made this announcement today, and she was very cold-ridden when she did it. Do you think that this is going to help or hurt President Trump's chance at re-election? I don't know. I'd like you to call me and persuade me one way or the other. 314-241-9797. Streaming live at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Back in a second.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Listening to this beautiful Christmas music.
Man, I was waiting to hear what that was. Just ambient sounds for a while there.
It's beautiful. It's
absolutely.
Got a long intro.
It does have a long intro.
I believe this is Mercy Me.
I was going to say it sounded like one of the Christian bands I'm familiar with, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't know this song. Must be newer.
I don't know this song either.
You know, I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Well, but this is a weird cover of it. This probably came out. I know all Christian music between the years of 2007 and 2014. After that, I know none.
This has been out. It probably is towards the 2014 thing.
Probably 2014.
The Mercy Me Christmas album. It's amazing. Listen, it's about to rock up. Turn it up.
This song didn't get released, though.
Oh, I found it on Spotify or something. Maybe it's not about to rock out. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, that got heavy.
Yeah. Brace yourself. I hope you didn't just drive off the road with that massive.
Whoa! I didn't know Christmas music could do that.
Katie, did you talk to anyone at gas stations yesterday?
I didn't. I didn't talk to anyone at a gas station.
Are you seeking people out?
Now I feel weird, and I just
I think every time you go to a gas station, you should now give somebody some good life advice.
Come here.
If it's not solicited.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something new.
Facebook.com/AndyFryShow if you want to stream here. I'm reading through some people's comments. They want us to answer some questions, which I will get to, but I can't read it for the first time on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You never know where that's going to take you. So Nancy Pelosi comes out. She makes a statement. She says that we are going to engage in articles of impeachment.
The president's actions have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when he says and acts upon the belief Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. No. His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution, a separation of powers, three co-equal branches, each a check and balance on the other.
The testimony yesterday from Turley, when he was saying that there is an abuse of power here, and in this regard, it is an abuse of power from Congress, was a very spot-on and concise point. I'm getting real sick and tired of the forceful, repetitive nature of Democrats when they come out and make these statements with the consistency with which they use phrases like undisputed facts, undeniable evidence. That's bull. That's not true.
No,
it's actually for every time you hear them say that, it's exponentially more disputed and deniable.
Yeah, that's not even a partisan thing. Like, it's clear that it's disputed. You can't make a case that this is undisputed because you just spent 3 weeks showing that it's disputed. There's no way. By the way, if I heard a lady talking like that, I would say, kids, you don't go in that lady's house. I don't care if it is up on the hill.
Stay in school, little kids. Don't go and talk to strangers.
Keep studying.
I don't care.
Candy from that strange Wiggins-looking man in his car.
Why is
He's
this
got
now
candy.
About me? This is about no. It's
Why
not about
it
me. And I'm not giving kids candy out of
it's
my car.
It's what Katie said to the guy. I can't change what she said to
you
the small
you
child.
You put my
change
name it. Into it.
It's what Katie said.
I was talking to the kid about you, Wiggins.
I'm just giving the undeniable facts of the situation, Ryan. It's what happened.
She's pulling
Nobody
Adam
can even
Schiff.
Argue that that's
Man,
what
you're
happened.
You're such a freaking pro. Gosh, I see what you're doing now, and I see where you're going with it. It's amazing.
You're not supposed to talk about it. you call it out? It makes me uncomfortable. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the politics, the varnished, shiny politics that Donald Trump has just smeared all over the place. This understanding of this is how it really is. It's ugly. It's tarnished. It's rusty. And this pretty curtain that's been put across all of these politicians doing the things that they do. And I am not saying that this is a Democrat problem. This is a swampy politician problem. There are people on both sides of the aisle who are guilty of this. They hate Trump because he says, I'm not pulling the curtain back. I'm ripping the curtain down. And everybody will see it for what it is. And I don't care if it is ugly because people need to know. And I have nothing to lose by doing it. I have no political career. I'm not waiting on the big book deal so I can finally make some big money. He's had big book deals. He's made a lot of money. We'll probably never know because the tax returns are going to continue to be appealed and punted down the road. But this president doesn't need to play the game the way people like Nancy Pelosi have always trusted that the game would be played. Because once you get into the little club, once you get inside the beltway there, you're in. Yeah, and we're all on the outside.
We all want a politician who's not being able to be bought by lobbyists. You can't buy this guy. Oh, wait, now we got that guy and we're impeaching him.
Yeah. Yes, I thought the same thing. I'm like, my whole entire life I've heard from every single person how much we needed to expose the government. And then we voted for a guy who's doing it.
Exposing the government. Everybody hates him. Get rid of him.
Yeah, if you want the truth. You know, okay, ladies. Hey, sweetie, does this make my butt look big? You don't want the truth. You want a compliment.
Yes.
We know that. And when he goes, yeah, sweetie, you look great. You know when he's lying. Even though he says to you what you wanted to hear, you can see it in their face. The politicians are the same. America said, we want the truth. Does this government make my butt look big? And then we elected Donald Trump. And then he says, your butt looks huge in those pants. And we're like, we didn't want the real answer. No. We wanted a fake compliment. And we would have taken that fake compliment and gone home and worn our fat pants.
Yeah, forget Make America Great Again or Keep America Great. Your butt looks huge in those pants.
In that government.
Presented by President Trump.
That's not an analogy I had prepared. That's like, I did a Facebook Live today. The Mark Cox Morning Show was doing a Facebook Live after the show. You can go to the Facebook page for Mark Cox Morning Show. And they came down and joined us in the studio. And I got a very small heads up that I was going to be a part of this. And Katie and I, our desks sit back to back. So my back is to her back. And I said, hey, Katie, does my face look okay? I'm going to be on this Facebook Live. And she turned halfway around. She goes, yeah, you look great. I'm like, you didn't even look at my face. What are you, my husband? She didn't even look at me. Like, I could have put lipstick on my nose, and she'd have been like, it's beautiful, spot on, nailed it, honey.
Katie, does my face look big?
It's tiny.
Yeah, it looks great. No.
And I'm back there, like, squishing my cheeks forward, like, this
small face.
Did you just make my face look chubby?
You looked great. You looked fine.
Nah, you got a small face.
That's exactly what it sounded like. Shut up, Annie. Just do the Facebook Live.
No.
I can't do this. I cannot do this for you. Get a mirror.
Well, usually
make a decision for yourself.
I really look. If someone asks me, like, is something on my face, I really look. But today,
she didn't.
I'm like, you look great.
A lot of confidence you have. She did say the right thing, though.
You did.
And in that instance, I wanted to know the truth because I was about to show my face to the hordes of people who were going to be watching this Facebook Live with Mark Cox. And he's a pro, so I need to be a pro in front of the camera. I needed to know the truth. Some people in this country want to know the truth, and they don't care what kind of ugliness gets exposed in the process. If I've got a chunk of pepper in my teeth, tell me so that I can get it out and smile beautifully.
Not Katie.
Nope.
Katie doesn't care.
Katie tells you what you want to hear.
She's a swamper.
Yeah.
All the time.
She's a swamper. She's like Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, girl, Katie. That's what they call me. They being you two.
We've never called you that. Katie has this way when you ask her to do something professionally and she's already at her max. And you ask, she won't tell you no. You are a yes girl, but she will say, if you're watching on the webcam, she'll go, yes. And it's the biggest smile she has. You see all of her teeth, and there's an emphatic head nod, but the head nod is kind of to the side. It's not like, yeah, I can do that. It's like,
yes.
Right now, I have to tell her yes, and I have to not make it look like that's the last thing I want to do. And then she does it.
Yeah, I'll definitely I'll put part. That on I'll the list. That'll be at number Z. But it will get
I'll
done.
Do it.
It will get done.
It'll get done.
I'll get go ahead.
Hey, Kelly. Sorry. I thought Ryan was going to finish a point, but let's get to you, Kelly. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in and tell you guys I cannot wait to see Trump and the Republicans kick the Democrats' butt. I think game on. It's been coming. He was elected into office to get rid of that swamp once and for all, and I'm ready for it, and I guarantee you he is.
Are you thinking that's going to happen in the Senate trial, or you think that's November 2020, or where do you think that's going to happen?
I actually think that it's going to happen in the Senate trial. I think that is probably the biggest reason why he didn't even bother having someone show up over in this last fiasco with Mr. Nadler. And I think also that... if Americans are foolish, then 2020 is going to be sad for all of us that are not foolish. But I think that eyes are going to be opened up if they haven't already opened up now. And I look forward to another 4 years of Trump.
Yeah. Kelly, well, I like the way you think. Your positivity is contagious. Thanks for calling the show and thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. Have a great one.
Yep, you too.
She's got the facts behind her, too. The polls in battleground states and battleground districts on impeachment are way in Trump's favor right now. So
another analogy here in baseball. If you're in the playoffs, it's game, let's just say it's game six, and you...
And Tony Russo says, does my butt look big?
Yeah, you don't tell him the truth.
No, you do not.
You say what you think he wants to hear.
Say, no, your hair looks good.
Katie
and your
looks
butt.
Halfway over her shoulder. Yeah, you look fine.
Hey, great.
For the 50th
Just
time,
Just perform.
for the 50th time.
You know when you've got like the heart of your lineup coming up, and you're in the other team's bullpen is not good. It's their weak spot. And you got the reason you are in the playoffs at this time is because you have this lineup and it takes to the seventh inning or the eighth inning. And you always, that's where you succeed. Would you rather be the team that's up by one run in that instance and pitching with your bullpen? Or would you rather have the strength and the meat of your order coming up where, you know, you're like, historically, this is where we score. This is where we win. You're down by a run, but your strength is coming up, but it's a little bit later down the road. The other team has the great starter. You've got the great hitters. And as soon as you get into the bullpen, I kind of feel like the Senate trial is us getting into the other team's crap bullpen. So let's see how it goes. 314-241-9797. John, hold on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Roy Murdoch is going to join us as well. He's a Fox News contributor, and he's going to talk to us about how the whistleblower. Who cares about the whistleblower anymore? Apparently, nobody. Deroy Murdoch joins us when we come back. And you, 314-241-9797.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know what I'm watching. I mean, I walked in there today. I mean, and first of all, you have to ask yourself, what the hell are those people doing there?
Yeah.
They don't have any evidence. We're here to impeach the president. Well, you should be putting evidence on the table for what the president did wrong. And then when they were asked direct questions, do any of you have evidence, any evidence that's in Adam Schiff's report to impeach the president on? They don't have any.
That's Representative Nunes. They're reacting to the events of the, not day, but like year, term, I don't know. You know, this all started. Remember how this all started? The whistleblower? Mm-hmm. The whistleblower, you would think that would be a pretty centric and important detail, don't you? Just like the entire Russia collusion story started with this idea of a dossier, which next week when the IG report comes out, We're going to find out a little bit more about how that was put together and if it was put together in any ways that are maybe undermining the good faith that the American people should have in how we collect information and intelligence. But that whistleblower at the center of this whole version of impeachment, where is this whistleblower and why does nobody care anymore? Well, let's get to our guest. Roy Murdoch, Fox News contributor and founding member of Project 21, joins us now and might have a little something to weigh in about this. Roy, great to have you on the show today.
Annie, how are you? Great to talk to you.
Doing okay. Trying to keep up with the fire hose of drinking that we have to do these days on this issue.
We have our shot glasses. They're being filled by a fire hose. That's exactly what's going on.
Does the whistleblower matter to this whole ordeal anymore, or are we just over it?
The whistleblower should matter, but the Democrats seem to have no interest in hearing from the whistleblower anymore. It would be kind of like during the Nixon impeachment if they said, John Dean, John Schmeen, we don't need that guy. This whole thing got started because this whistleblower came forth saying, there's all this misconduct, illegality, the White House is a crime scene, so on and so on. And then they changed their minds. We don't need to hear from the whistleblower. That's not important. And it's, to me, astonishing that we're now at the point where Nancy Pelosi this morning announced that there will be articles of impeachment. That's the next step in this. And we still have not heard from the original accuser, what the person saw or didn't see or didn't hear. What are these persons' motivations? Is this person compos mentis? It could be somebody who's, you know, hallucinating and seeing visions and seeing things. We have no idea who this person is, what kind of mental state this person has, biases, lack of biases. It's just a big dark hole. And for us to proceed potentially with the removal of the President of the United States after he was duly elected by 63 million people without even having a physical image of the whistleblower is breathtaking to me. Whether you like Trump or not, that's just a fundamental breathtaking level of fundamental unfairness.
DeRoy, are we having this conversation right now without the whistleblower? Because I'm reading this article that you have on FoxNews.com, and you quote here, Schiff continued, quote, "The whistleblower's testimony is therefore redundant and unnecessary in light of the president's threats. The individual appearance before us would only place their personal safety at grave risk." So it looks like Adam Schiff is saying, you know, we got what we got from the whistleblower, but due to the redundancy of what has taken place since then, we don't need the whistleblower anymore. Adam Schiff kind of needed that whistleblower to get this ball rolling, it would seem to me.
That's correct. And exactly what he said early on. I mean, early on, the Democrats saying, we're going to bring this person forward. Nancy Pelosi said, sent a letter out September 22 saying that she was going to bring in the director of national intelligence and said, and I'm quoting, "I expect that he will establish a path for the whistleblower to speak directly to the House and Senate intelligence committees as required by law." Adam Schiff said 2 days later, "We're in touch with counsel and look forward to the whistleblower's testimony as soon as this week." The next day, the joint press release was put out by Schiff, Gerald Nadler, who we've seen heading up the Judiciary Committee, Elliot Engel, who runs the Foreign Affairs Committee, and Elijah Cummings, who passed away not too long after this. And they all said, quote, "We need to speak with the whistleblower," unquote. Mm-hmm. Not just Schiff, but Schiff and three other Democrat committee chairmen. So it was absolutely vital that the whistleblower come forth and explain whatever occurred. And then they changed their minds. They went 180 degrees. And the question is why? And I think the reason why is that we discovered that despite Adam Schiff's claim that he had no idea who the whistleblower was, either he or at least his staff were in touch with this person. Who knows what level of coordination and collusion, let's use that word, occurred between the whistleblower and either Schiff or Schiff and his staff. And if this whistleblower came forward, those questions would have to be answered, and that could prove very embarrassing. And in fact, the entire impeachment charade might collapse of its own ridiculous weight at that point. So far better to keep the whistleblower hidden in a cave in Utah or who knows, wherever the whistleblower is at the moment.
DeRoy, this is Ryan Wiggins. We were talking about how the government funding runs out in about 2 weeks, and you're talking about the timeline of things kind of that has been. Explain to us why the timeline will be what it's going to be, why it could be until after Christmas that maybe we don't even get a vote on impeachment, or when the Senate takes this up and why.
Well, a couple of things. One is I think that they are trying to move this along before popular support or lack of support gets any worse for the Democrats. I have been following this on Real Clear Politics, and before the hearings began, there was about a 9-point gap of people saying that they wanted impeachment versus not wanting impeachment. And actually, since the hearings began under Adam Schiff, support has just gone down, down, down. It's just collapsed. November 10th, before the hearings began, there was a 9-point gap of support versus opposition, and that's gone all the way down to December 3rd was the last poll. It's down to 3.7% gap in favor, 48.3 in favor versus 44.6 opposed. And you look at independents, that number's gone down like 13%. According to the Emerson poll, among black voters, it's gone from 58% support down to 37%, down 21%. This is a complete disaster. So I imagine what they want to do is try to vote on this before things get any worse. Although public opinion is turning on this so quickly, they may find themselves looking at this issue completely upside down, and who knows if they'll abandon it at that point. To make things even worse, right in the middle of the Christmas, Hanukkah, Yuletide season, people are going to Christmas parties, having a great time, enjoying themselves, while these guys are engage in the most ugly and divisive behavior imaginable. They're not talking about possibly having a vote on either December 20th or as late as December 22. That would be 2 days before Christmas Eve. December 22 is the first day of Hanukkah. What a great thing to do, celebrate Hanukkah while at the same time you're watching the impeachment of the President of the United States. That's not going to endear people to the Democrat majority
any
more
than they are now. Well, Nancy Pelosi has used a lot of religious language lately for some reason, so she's been talking about how she's prayerfully considering this impeachment.
Pope Nancy. Thank God for Pope Nancy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unbelievable. Yeah, she seems to be spending, she's not the Speaker of the House, she's the prayer of the House.
Right.
Yeah, it's doing her a lot of good there. We're speaking with Deroy Murdoch, Fox News contributor and founding member of Project 21. You can learn more about that at nationalcenter.org/project-21. I want to ask you about, you know, you're talking about polling. I think one of the biggest reasons why this isn't polling more in the favor of Democrats is because there's no victim here to identify with outside of Democrats themselves. This looks very political because it is, but there's no victim on the other side of this. There's, you know, I think back to the Kavanaugh situation. There was a potential victim that people knew the face of and knew and knew the name of.
Correct.
We don't have that here. And I think when you don't have somebody to identify with outside of a political party, I don't see this trending in a different direction anytime soon.
Well, like the song says, it's even worse than it appears. Not only is there not a victim, but the person who should be the victim should be President Zelensky of the Ukraine. He's the person, presumably, who was extorted and blackmailed and pressured and so forth.
He
has come out on 9 different occasions. And I wrote a piece about this, I believe, for Fox News as well last week. I think it was 8 occasions now, then, and there's been one even subsequently, where he said, I wasn't pressured, I wasn't extorted, I wasn't blackmailed, it was a lovely call, it was very friendly, and so supposedly we've got this person's beaten up on the side of the road with a black eye, and he's standing up saying, hey, I feel great, nothing happened, there's nothing wrong. He wanted a number of things from the President of the United States. He wanted a phone call, he wanted a meeting in public, and he wanted this military assistance. Guess what? He got the phone call, 2 phone calls. He got a meeting at the UN General Assembly in New York, and the military assistance was provided on September 11th. President Trump asked him, would you please do us a favor? Would you please do this investigation of the 2016 election, the DNC server, and any hijinks on the part of the Bidens? Guess what? He got none of the above. Trump got nothing he wanted. Zelensky got everything he wanted. And as you say, Annie, where's the victim? The victim isn't victimized. The alleged victim, got everything he wanted, and Trump got nothing he wanted. If there's any victim here, you could say it's Donald J. Trump.
He's the worst quid pro quoer in history of quid pro quoers. Real quick for you.
Not a very good horse trade, I wouldn't
say. Yeah, no joke. Deroy, last question. I only got less than a minute here. If this goes to the Senate, which we anticipate it will, does the whistleblower testify? Who else do you expect to see the Senate call to testify in that hearing?
Yeah, I think at that point the whistleblower has to come forward. I mean, Lindsey Graham said that if the whistleblower isn't brought forward, the whole thing is just going to collapse, and it should. I think Hunter Biden will get called. I think Joe Biden will be called. There's a woman named Chalupa who was an American of Ukrainian descent and a Democrat operative who worked for Bill Clinton and the DNC. She walked into the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, D.C. and said, can you please help us get dirt on Trump? And they provided dirt on Paul Manafort, his campaign manager. That led to the prosecution of Manafort. It didn't help. Trump obviously went on to win, but it was a big black eye during the summer of 2016. So you want Ukrainian collusion and interference in the election. It was orchestrated by Chalupa, who is a Democrat operative, and she ought to sit on the Senate floor and explain what she did. The Ukrainian intervention happened on the part of the Democrats, not on the part of the Republicans.
Boy, that's going to look a lot different than the Schiff show that we've been seeing so far. DeRoy,
it's very different.
Great to have you on the show. Appreciate your insight, as always. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Likewise, Andy. Thanks a lot. Ryan, good to talk to you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Go to nationalcenter.org/Project21 and check out more about what he's doing there at Project 21. It's a really cool organization. Also, you can catch DeRoy on Fox News from time to time. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I haven't talked to Tyrus in 2 weeks. We could have the same conversation we had the last time we talked. So the Democrats want to impeach the president. The Republicans think it's a joke.
And the St. Louis Blues are in first place.
Same
conversation.
Let's take a bet. Who brings up hockey first? I say him. Tyrus, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.